In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their exploration of Jewish music.
There's a tremendous tradition of Jewish melody, Jewish music, infiltrating into American music. Now, of course, we know that many of the top Jewish composers wrote material, and clearly they came from religious, some of them came from religious families.
Absolutely. Some of them were children of cantors.
Of course. So you have amazing people, as you've mentioned before in the series, like Irving Berlin, who not only wrote White Christmas, but also wrote Easter Parade.
That's right.
So,
you know, he gave us the unofficial American anthem, America the Beautiful, which really became, after, especially after 9/11, this became our anthem, unofficially. If you asked someone, what's the American anthem? They would tell you, it's this one.
Or they might tell you it's the Star-Spangled Banner.
Maybe.
And Francis Scott Key was not Jewish.
Right. So we are talking about the way this Jewish heritage somehow finds its way, because we have so many Jewish composers who really created the American voice. Copland, Bernstein, and on Broadway, so many of them. This is one illustration. There is one motif that appears in a great deal in Hebrew and Jewish music. Many Israeli folk songs have it. It's the rising fifth, usually with accompanied by a syncopation. So it's la 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 la. So you have, for example, there is an Israeli song, la 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 la, and there is a Hasidic tune. Oh, another Israeli song that comes to mind. Etc., etc. So you see, it really is very popular, this rising fifth and then syncopation.
When you say rising fifth,
it's an interval.
An interval?
Yeah, from C to G.
And that's the fifth.
That's the fifth, right? This rising fifth comes from the questioning gesture of studying the Talmud. And you continue as long as the text requires, right? As long as the text requires. And when you're finished, there is the resolution. That's a typical pattern. Okay? Now listen carefully. I'm going to sing it again. It ain't necessarily so. There you go.
You do.
Black opera, American composer, straight from this old tradition from East Europe.
That's Gershwin?
Gershwin. Porgy and Bess. Let's hear it.
It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who laid down and died. Little David was small, but oh my.
Jonah, he lived in the well. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the well. But he made his home in that fish abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the well. Little Moses was found in the stream. Little Moses was found in the stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Papa do 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 do.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. They tell all the children the devil's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seventh. Live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I take that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years.
Sing it, Ellen.
Methuselah lived 900 years.
Oh,
but
it.
Who calls that living when no gallow given to no man? What's 900
preaching this sermon to show
ain't necessarily so.
For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.